government reporting for the Guardian from Sana'a University, a very noisy Sana'a University. What's happening around you, Tom?
I'm at the gates of Sana'a University. We've got another big demonstration here today. I'd say 7,000 or 8,000 people are here. Today we've seen the opposition parties, three opposition parties, arrive at the demonstration. President Saleh offered them a unity government yesterday, and they turned him down, and instead they've come and been this student-led sit-in, which has been happening at the university for the last 2 weeks. So the numbers here have mushroomed, but we also now have the Islah, Yemen's Islamic Party, kind of taking hold of the microphone, actually. So I've been speaking to some students here who are a bit worried that their grassroots-led movement is being hijacked by the Yemeni opposition parties.
And what's the mood amongst those students? I know it's been very raucous there previously. What's it like at the moment?
Well, I just spoke to a guy called Adele, who's kind of the self-appointed unofficial media spokesman for the students here. And he told me that he thought the revolution had become a festival. And what he meant was that in the first few days of this sit-in, you had a few hundred sort of die-hard students who are really calling for change. Whereas now he feels that it's kind of become a spectacle. He's looking around now and it's lines of multicolored tents filled with guys sitting and watching. So he's worried that his protest movement has kind of become a bit of a spectacle and a festival, and that a lot of people here aren't really that positive about what it could change. So that's what he told me.
And how strong is the feeling against the opposition parties who've turned up, and from the students, and sort of what else do they want instead of the opposition parties?
Well, it's a bit difficult because, as this guy said to me, on the one hand, he said, we need the Islah Party because they're well organised and they can bring numbers. They can bring a big turnout. On the other hand, we had an hour-long speech given today by a famous cleric called Zindani. He told me that some of the students were booing him by the end. He didn't have much to do with the protest movement. It was mainly an Islamic speech, and at the point he was calling for an Islamic caliphate. So, you know, they face a difficulty, the students there. On the one hand, they want a kind of pure protest-led movement. On the other hand, they're still small, you know. There are still only a few thousand here at Sana'a. So it's a bit of a difficult situation there.
And do you think this becomes more or less intimidating for President Saleh now that the opposition have sort of joined this student protest?
Well, it's becoming more worrying for him because his conditions that he keeps giving are not really working. A while back he promised that he'd step down in 2013 and that his son would not succeed him. He tried raising the salaries of the military and the civil servants. And now he's desperately trying to strike a deal with the opposition here, who don't seem particularly interested. So actually, his moves seem like his options seem increasingly limited now. As the longer this goes on for, as well, the more difficult it gets for him because if he uses up his concessions, he doesn't have many left. I spoke to a political analyst yesterday, and he told me that the revolution in Yemen has already succeeded. And what he meant by that was that Saleh will never be able to go back to what he had a few weeks ago in terms of concentration of power and personalization of power. That what he meant is that now Saleh will never have the same power that he had before, and that actually now that people have taken to the streets, the wall of fear that existed in Yemen has now been broken down, and people are growing in confidence. What was stopping people from coming and protesting before was fear. But now, every day, we see more and more people turning out. And if these numbers continue to increase, then it's going to be increasingly difficult for President.
Okay, well, thank you very much for that, Tom. We'll speak to you again shortly.